This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're live February 25th, 2019, and we've got an amazing raft of guests in studio and not in studio, and incredible breaking news that we're going to go over all of it on the other side. You won't believe what AOC said next, but first I want to go to this important report. Californians can't name the 45th president. This shows the incredible ignorance of blue areas. Here it is.
You don't know who the 45th president is?
No. Is it Bush?
Trump. It's Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. F*** that guy.
How many presidents
do we have?
We've had 45.
All right. So Obama.
Do you know who the current president is?
Obama.
You're watching Infowars.com in Venice Beach in California.
We're asking people one simple question.
Who is the 45th president of the United States?
Hey guys, can you tell me who the 45th president of the United States is?
Barack Obama.
What the
f***? Who's the 45th?
Cory Booker.
I don't know.
Who's the 45th president of the United States?
I have no idea.
Can you name the 45th president?
Obama.
Do you know? Do you know who the 45th president of the United States is?
Barack Obama.
Do you know?
No.
Can you tell me who the 45th president of the United States
is? George Washington.
Do you guys know who the 45th president of the United States is?
There isn't a 45th.
Do you know who the 45th president is?
Negative, Ghost Rider, I do not.
You don't? Any guesses?
None.
It's Donald Trump, but okay.
Anyone want to tag team help him out here? Let's phone a friend.
No.
No intelligent life.
Next question. Do you vote?
No.
By the way, this is not cherry picked.
Do you know who the 45th president is?
No idea.
This is not cherry picked.
No.
Really?
Almost no one knew.
What are we on now?
You tell me. Who's the 45th president?
I don't f***ing know.
And I guarantee you, they're all Democrats. Holier than thou.
Here we have. We've had 45.
All right. So Obama.
Not George Washington. George Bush.
No emotion. No life force.
Who? Donald Trump.
Nope. No fire in the eyes.
Who the 45th president of the United States is?
No, I do not.
You know you don't?
It was one of them.
What'd you say?
It was the president.
It was the president.
Yeah. Do you know 16?
Lincoln.
Wow, I thought you said you didn't know any of them.
Yeah, I knew.
Okay. Do you know who the current president is?
Obama.
Do you guys know who the 45th president of the United States is?
There isn't one.
There isn't one?
Donald Trump?
Is that his name?
You don't know who the 45th president is?
No. Is it Bush?
Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, f*** that guy.
You don't like him?
Nah, I'm a socialist.
Oh, you're a socialist. Cool. All right, well, enjoy your capitalism here.
Yeah, go start that in Venezuela, fat ass.
Can you tell me who the 45th president of the United States is?
Nope.
Not just one guess.
President Trump.
It is.
Do you know who the 45th president of the United States is?
Trumpy.
Trump, there you go.
Who?
Barack Obama.
It's Trump. So if the 44th president was Obama, who's the 45th?
Donald Trump.
Good job. Can you tell me who the 45th president of the United States is?
No.
Trump?
Ding, ding, ding. Who's the 45th president of the United States?
The current one.
You got it right. What do you think about people who don't know the answer to that question?
We got a problem with the education system in this country, don't we?
Can you tell me who the 45th president of the United States is?
I don't
care for presidents.
Did you say George Washington? No, it's Trump.
I'm Alex.
I'm Kate.
And I'm Alex.
And you're watching InfoWars.com.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth, or to pray for us, or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now, commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ship around. And so it's basically like there's scientific consensus that the lives of children are going to be very difficult. And it does lead, I think, young people to have a legitimate question. You know, is it okay to still have children? And I mean, not just financially, because people are graduating with $20,000, $30,000, $100,000 worth of student loan debt, and so they can't even afford to have kids in a house, but also just this basic moral question, like, what do we do? And even if you don't have kids, there are still children here in the world, and we have a moral obligation to them, to leave a better world for them. And this idea that if we just, you know, I've been working on this for X amount of years. It's like not good enough. Like, we need a universal sense of urgency, and people are trying to like introduce watered down proposals that are frankly going to kill us. A lack of urgency is going to kill us. It doesn't matter if you agree that climate change is an important issue. At this point, it doesn't matter. If you believe climate change is a problem, that's not even the issue.
So there she is on Instagram Live. Of course, the evil Alex Jones isn't allowed on Instagram Live or Periscope or YouTube or any of those places. Because you can't have me go, oh, look, I made a film called Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement 11 years ago with their own documents, admitting they want a planetary government, that you'll have a world ID card tied to a planetary social score. The algorithm profiles, what I called it, and it'll track everything you do in live time with your carbon credits and tax and control you. Forced inoculations, sex education of five-year-olds, teaching them to be homosexual. All of it's here. The state coming in to reduce population by design. And now it's all mainstream news, and AOC can sit up there unopposed in these cheesy, look, I'm a regular person, I'm chopping up sweet potatoes here in my kitchen. You probably should have a big rail of methamphetamine right before it. So is it okay to have kids in the face of climate change? This is their religion. And you notice she said there's a consensus of scientists. Turned out that's all been proven to be a fraud. First it was the world's going to freeze. In the 60s and 70s and 80s, the new ice age caused by carbon dioxide. Then it was going to be warming, because we did warm for a while. And then when it started cooling off again, well, now it's just change. A legitimate question. Is it okay to still have children? Well, let me see. The Japanese have 1.1 child for every two adults. The Italians have 1.2 children. The United States has 1.6. The third world on average has about 4. And so don't worry. Europe is dying. Japan's dying. And most indigenous groups around the world are also dying. But what's not dying is third world populations out of Latin America and Africa. And then, of course, the slave population of China and India. Those populations are exploding. And they're going under a total authoritarianism. It's mind-blowing that we've gotten to this point. But there's AOC. She wears $3,000, $5,000 outfits. She wears $1,000 shoes. But that's okay if she earned it. The problem is she then badmouths people that have a carbon footprint or have children when it's people like her that fly around on private jets that have carbon footprints hundreds of times bigger than a regular person. By the way, a carbon footprint's wonderful. They believe Mars once had water. They know it has ice caps, but flowing water. But somehow lost its atmosphere. Well, we're losing our atmosphere. That's fact. The atmosphere was much thicker in all the ice core and all the mud studies and other deep core studies they've done, where carbon dioxide was hundreds of times higher than it is now. It's a trace gas now. Plants and animals live off two gases, oxygen and carbon dioxide, in a symbiotic relationship. And carbon dioxide levels are way lower than they were a million years ago. And now a little bit of human activity puts a little bit more atmosphere out there. And governments respond with a global secret covert operation. Much of which has now been declassified to spray barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and radioactive isotopes into the air, which are actually stripping the atmosphere and thinning the ozone layer. So this is the standard talking point of the world population group and all the rest. There's just eugenics groups. And you can argue, okay, maybe some places are overpopulated. But the issue is the globalists then target the highest IQ areas, the highest IQ demographics, and tell them not to have children. It's like the movie Idiocracy, this genius that my good friend Mike Judge wrote. Literally just a couple of days he wrote that. And it was a 200 years in the future. People are so stupid from inbreeding of dumb people that the average person can hardly talk. He said, you know, who knew it would actually come in 20 years? Oh, that's another interview you can't see. I forgot YouTube, you know, had millions of views, took it down. You can't hear Mike Judge be interviewed. You can only hear AOC, right? And that's what's happening is the dumbest, laziest people, they can be white, they can be black, but the lowest IQ people are having the most children, and the government and the system pushes that and promotes it, but in Idiocracy it shows the two really smart people, the couple, who both have 160 IQs, but they're a little nervous, want to save some more money first, and not sure it's good for the earth, so they don't have any kids, but the dumb people have kids, and so the population gets stupider and stupider. Of course, remember, she also just said a month ago, or I guess 3 weeks ago, that all human life will be dead in 12 years from climate change. Now, obviously, she thinks in 12 years, well, that doesn't happen, you won't remember. Here she is.
And I think that the part of it that is generational is that millennials and people and, you know, Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up and we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue
is... The world's going to end.
Your biggest issue is how are we going to pay for it? Mm-hmm. And, like, this is the war. This is our World War II.
I'm speechless. The unintentional comedy here is stunning until you watch the video with Caitlin Bennett, InfoWars.com reporter, out in California. She wasn't cherry-picking. She talks to 50 people. Everybody she talked to is in the tape. And two of them out of 50 know that the 45th president is Trump. Two people. These folks, white, black, old, young, Hispanic, they don't know what planet they're on. They can't find their asses with both hands. But you know what? They hear AOC, the world's going to end if you don't let me run everything. Yay! It's like Joy Behar. We caught Trump. He's a Russian agent. Yay! Even if that's true, you don't go, yay. You go, that's horrible. But it's not true. These are just scum. They are absolute mindless idiots led by demons. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from a pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
President Trump is preparing to depart to Vietnam to meet with Kim Jong-un. And Chuck Todd and others are saying it's all just PR to make the president look good. Well, no. Getting Kim Jong-un for over a year to not test any more missiles and to destroy major nuclear sites, even though he hasn't destroyed them all, is a big step in the right direction. And cutting North Korea out from China, who hasn't let them develop, and getting them to go the way of South Korea would be good for everybody. Obviously, I don't like Kim Jong-un. I don't like communists. But if Trump can get him to stop being part of the Chi-Com oppression of the North Korean people, that would be a great victory. And is bold. And I think has less than a 50-50 chance of succeeding. But those that are criticizing it, like Chuck Todd, connected to the Clintons and the Obamas, when the Clintons helped give the reactors and real systems of oppression to the North and actually aided the North in its oppression in many ways, it's just truly disgusting. Something else that's disgusting I'm going to put up on screen for you is Marco Rubio. I don't like Marco Rubio. You know, I was there. They were having press conferences. He walked over to the press conference I was already at, wouldn't answer my questions, was very rude. The media edited it to make it look like I got in his face. He started threatening to physically attack me. Well, Marco Rubio, little Marco, bathhouse Marco. Nothing wrong with him being gay. It's just that, you know, bathhouse Marco is compromised. Little Marco tweeted Rubio threatening Gaddafi-style ending for Venezuela's Maduro. He tweeted that at Maduro. Do you know what that is? That's us getting down to Maduro's level. I know there's bipartisan support to remove the dictator of Venezuela. I hate his guts. They blow up food convoys. They shoot people in the streets. They purposely starve their population for political control. I don't want war with Russia, but Russia and China are both moving weapons into there. We're trying to move food convoys in. Trump is moving to remove Maduro. Pence is in Colombia meeting with the individual that most people believe really won the last election. So the U.S. is getting ready for regime change. And it's extremely dangerous, and I normally don't like it. Why go overthrow Saddam and put something in worse? Things like that. But with Venezuela, it's destabilizing the entire of South America, Brazil, Colombia. Everyone's begging the U.S. to do something. Brazil's put troops on their borders. 5 million people have already left in the last year, marching north. It's a national security crisis. And, you know, if America was better, like some of the regime change we did in the 50s and things, where we didn't put pure evil in, or didn't remove one evil and put something in just as bad, by the 60s, our government supported dictators and fascists and murderers. We weren't doing that before, to a great extent. So I don't trust the neocons that are running this and the Democrats to have regime change because they'll put something worse in. I don't trust them to have real elections there because people like Marco Rubio and the neocons are just as bad as Maduro. I mean, you don't tweet something like that. Muammar Gaddafi, 8 years before he was killed, made a deal with the U.S. and with Obama and invested $50+ billion in the U.S. and Europe. And he was giving almost all the money to the people, and he was helping Africa. I've studied the situation. And he really thought we were his friend after decades of him fighting with the West. He didn't blow up the Lockerbie Scotland plane, all that stuff. That's been confirmed to be BS. Mueller was involved covering that up. And so they cold-bloodedly set him up and sent Al-Qaeda in to murder him and destabilize the whole country and kill hundreds of thousands of people. So that's not good to have somebody that's already open to the West, wants to build up Africa, wants to work with us, and we set him up and kill him. And Hillary says, I came, I saw, he died. And then she, like a witch. So I get why Trump's leaning towards regime change, because it's a failed regime. 1,000 starve a week. The government makes it illegal to even talk about it. They're mowing down crowds. They're blowing up food trucks. Maduro is a joke. But I tell you this, more Russian troops are going in there. Chinese are going in there. If Trump's going to move, he's got to do it right now. And Marco Rubio sure shouldn't be out there sending images of Gaddafi dead and comparing it to Maduro. It makes me sick. It makes me totally sick. I'm going to get this Chuck Todd clip in a minute, but it's two different issues, and I am leaning towards supporting regime change because there is no regime. It's collapsed. It's a hellhole. It's nightmarish. I want Venezuela to be free. It has incredible wealth and a lot of good people. But I have no faith in the globalists. If they get control, they'll make it just as bad or worse. So it's just a real shame you've got bloodthirsty things like this being sent out by Marco Rubio that lowers us to Maduro's level. And then will only make Maduro fight harder. Sending crap like that to Maduro and his regime only will embolden them and makes us lose the moral high ground. You know, on Friday when we saw those food convoys get burned up, I thought maybe that's a false flag. Because Maduro really is an idiot. If he thinks he can just burn up a couple hundred trucks or whatever of aid coming in out of Colombia. Then he came out and said, we blew them up, we burned them, we're not beggars, and blah, blah, blah. So we had the moral high ground. The Russians are sending troops. The Iranians are sending ships. The Chinese are sending weapons. We're sending food. And then Marco Rubio sends out that damn tweet. He's a punk. A little fake wimp. He's full of himself. Thinks he's so damn cool. He's the problem. The Trotskyites were the people kicked out by Stalin. Marco Rubio is the Trotskyite darling. The Ferengi ambassador. Gosh, I wish I would have said, oh, it's the Ferengi ambassador. When he said, I don't know who you are. Who are you? Like I go, oh, you don't know who I am. You're saying I don't exist. I'm deplatformed. You've sent me the Phantom Zone. Oh, my God, Marco, I'm a frat boy like you that goes to gay bubble parties. You know, I'm going to fall down and cry in the corner because I didn't get gangbanged by 50 dudes at a time. No, I should have said, I know who you are. You're the Ferengi ambassador. But anyways, let's get serious. Here is Chuck Todd. We'll go out to break with it. Talking about Trump just wants a PR victory with North Korea. He's already had a victory, dumb butt. Here it is.
I think the president's just looking for good press. I mean, let's just be frank. He felt like he got a good press after the last one, and he figures another photo op might do that, but it does look like there's really not a lot to... I mean, I think he wants to be able to say something. I ended the Korean War, right?
Right.
It's technically not happened. Maybe he walks away from that, but I'll be honest, Willie, it is telling to me that the National Security Advisor, John Bolton, is not even going.
Right.
Now, he says he's staying back to monitor events in Venezuela. Not an insignificant thing going on there. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, that's enough of this bull. Yeah, because he's not going because he's not in charge of that. He is in charge, which is unfortunate, of the Venezuela situation. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Leaps and My Bounds. The number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeine. caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours. So take a half pack the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
If you're a TV viewer, you can see our satellite link to Air Force One taxiing to the main runway to blast off to Southeast Asia. To Vietnam to meet with Kim Jong-un. Try to finish this deal to end the Korean War, to end the armistice, the ceasefire, and to get him to give up his nuclear weapons so we can free his people and build some hotels and some factories. South Korea is the most productive country in the world. Per capita, their citizens are the most wealthy in the world, the most employed in the world. They have a lot of the top statistics. They also follow rules and take every vaccine recommended, which is about 70 over there, and they have the highest rate of autism. 1 in 23. Might want to know that little fact. But there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Air Force One is in the air. And Chuck Todd, you know, I don't normally play clips twice back to back, but let's do this one more time because Chuck Todd is beside himself, the Clinton Obama operative, trying to act like Trump's doing a terrible job on North Korea, trying to act like this is all just a stunt. Trump is looking for good press. And then he says, because Bolton, man, looks like he has a dust broom for a mustache. Bolton, the neocon, is staying behind to try to get Venezuelan regime change going. So because Bolton's not going, this means nothing. We've already gotten Kim Jong-un to destroy major nuclear sites and to not fire missiles over Japan with the Japan threatening military action. That's why the Japanese president has nominated Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. And I think Trump does deserve one for trying and getting some success. I mean, especially if Obama wasn't even in office yet when he was given the Nobel Prize. And then, of course, Henry Kissinger got one, a warmonger. I mean, I think President Trump really ought to probably turn it down because they've turned it into a joke, giving one to Al Gore, you name it. But finally, they could reprieve themselves being avant-garde and actually supporting someone who's actually trying to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. But I wouldn't hold your breath. But here's Chuck Todd really having trouble getting it out because he knows it's such bull. He knows what Trump is doing is so bold. Here he is trying to invert reality.
I think the president's just looking for good press. I mean, let's just be frank. He felt like he got a good press after the last one, and he figures another photo op might do that. But it does look like there's really not a lot to. I mean, I think he wants to be able to say something. I ended the Korean War, right?
Right.
It's technically not happened. Maybe he walks away from that. But I'll be honest, Willie, it is telling to me that the National Security Advisor John Bolton is not even going.
Right.
Now, he says he's staying back to monitor events in Venezuela. Not an insignificant thing going on there. Don't get me wrong. Vice President going there to Colombia tomorrow. Very important for them to be monitoring that situation. But if something big was going to happen with North Korea, I promise you, John Bolton would be there.
Notice Chuck Todd said, let's be frank. They always have these little tricks. Let me be frank with you. Which means I'm going to completely lie to you. Okay, there's almost too much news here for me to cover. One big tidbit that I'm not going to have time to air here today, but that I would direct you to, is Infowars.com and NewsWars.com, where our great reporter and her team, Caitlin Bennett, have been truly on fire with two or three big viral reports a day, just going out and doing what jaywalking did, or doing what Mark Dice did, or doing what I've done and others have done before, but just illustrating how out of control Democrats are. And there's a new video that's up on drudgereport.com, students support concentration camps for Trump supporters. Almost all of them at the California University she visits. But there's two new videos today that are even more insane that I'm going to have added to that article that Drudge is linked to. He played at the start of the show. She goes out and talks to, it looks like 50 people or so. I didn't count them up, but it's dozens and dozens and dozens. None of them know who the 45th president is out of 50. Only two of them do. And there's another video of standard black Israelite movement that she goes and interviews on the street in California. And I've been in Houston, and I've been in Dallas, and I've heard the same group for 20, 30 years. And I was in high school running into these guys. You'd walk out of the shopping mall and they'd say, it's a white devil. God will soon kill him soon, the devil seed, the white devil, the cave dweller. And when you watch this 10-minute video of them saying this to her, that she needs to die, that she's inherently evil because her skin is pink, and calling her cave dweller, You have to understand, this is the same religion or same cult that was screaming for up to 30 minutes at the Covington kids, and they move away from where they were at the bus stop to another area, and they come over and confront them, and then the media interviews the, quote, native elder who says, I saw the African-American gentleman, and I wanted to protect them from these evil white people. That's a quote. He's aggressive. Meanwhile, he's on the tape with them telling him that he's going to hell because he's not a black Israelite. So they're on the tape telling the Native Americans and Mexicans and people out there they suck and saying we're going to kill you to the white kids, and the media takes that and turns them into the bad guys. And look, I know you already know all this. It's just crazy when you actually listen to 10 minutes of them calling her a cave dweller and a subhuman devil and all the rest of it. And it just illustrates this whole leftist ideology of saying whites are inherently bad. But we've got MSNBC host will play next segment saying Kamala Harris isn't black enough because her husband's white. That's like the Nazis saying, you know, well, you're not Jewish, but your husband is, so you're both going to the concentration camp. The left is involved right now, and I know you know this, but it bears repeating. They're literally converting to the most hardcore race-based insanity I've ever seen, and it's getting worse by the day. We're going to go to break and come back with all of that. Please remember, listeners, that without you supporting us, we won't be here. And we have a lot of really amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com that takes you right to the supplements. And we have some new big specials that we've launched that are very, very exciting, very, very good, high-quality products, two of our best sellers. Alpha Power is basically super male vitality, but it's not cold-pressed. It's a stronger dose, but it is organic. It's just not cold-pressed. It technically is way stronger than Supermale Vitality. A lot of folks still love Supermale Vitality. I understand why. It works really good. But Alpha Power is something really, really strong, really, really good for libido, energy, stamina. I suggest you get some, men or women. And then Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has 95% curcuminoid. Leading competitors have 3 to 5% and cost more. This is the strongest, best turmeric formula out there, and it's got other key compounds naturally that help accelerate it into your body. So for inflammation, for antioxidants, just for all around health, turmeric is next level. Everybody already knows that. So we have the InfoWars Life Strength and Recovery Combo. InfoWars Life Strength and Recovery Combo, containing two of our best-selling products, the InfoWars Life Strength and Recovery Combo, is here to help you maximize your workout and support your overall health and wellness. You really should try it. Both are good for pre- and post-workout. InfoWars Life Strength and Recovery Combo contains Alpha Power, the powerhouse, testosterone support formula, and Bodies, our incredible turmeric whole body support formula, available 50% off. Did I tell you? 50% off on Alpha Power and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula when you get them together in the combo at InfoWarsStore.com. No reviews yet on the combo.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in terms
dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for the sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're here, the most dreaded, most demonized, most lied about broadcast in the world by tyrants, by authoritarians, by communists, by socialists, by Hollywood trash, by devil worshipers. We're hated by them. I want to get into the Democratic Party, though, and how it mirrors other authoritarian, socialist, and fascist and communist regimes, because it's always the same. It's a cult of power, a cult of dependence. They want you stupid, they want you done. Dumb. Kamala Harris is in a lot of trouble for being a vicious prosecutor in the vein of Hillary Clinton, who specifically in the 1990s when they passed the Clinton crime bill would give black people three times the sentences of white people. Now, Trump is reversing that, and the media gives him no credit for it. But Hillary said black people are super predators. They're like dogs. They must be brought to heel. I could play the video clip if you'd like. You've played it many times, but she did that. So if you call blacks dogs, you're loved by the media. And they try to keep blacks from finding that out. But people know about Kamala Harris. And a lot of folks that were out in San Francisco and around her have criticized her that worked with her and said she was a vicious authoritarian who really had a mean streak against black people. Well, her family was one of the most powerful families of slave owners in Jamaica. And you do know the first person to get a license in Virginia by the British government for slaves was a black man. I mean, the idea that only blacks have been slaves or that blacks didn't have black slaves is absolute horse manure. You read any of the history books, some of the biggest plantation owners in the Caribbean, the sugar cane. That's where you really had the big black slave populations. Why do you think when you go to the Caribbean, there's black people everywhere? Or you go to Brazil? Because they were brought there as slaves. And a lot of them were owned by black people. So, that's what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. And one of the most powerful families in Jamaica is who she comes from. So it's just, she's married to a white guy. She's a hardcore prosecutor. And in the age of race baiting that the left pushes, it's all supposed to be about optics. So here's an MSNBC pundit. Full video's up on Infowars.com saying that, well, you know, she does have a problem because her husband is white. Here it is.
Black men, blue-collar yes. Black men, they're going to have mm-hmm. a problem with her record. And you're right, Kareem, she's not the only person. But I will say, I think the African-American community expects more from people who look like us, particularly a candidate who wants to represent us. So she needs to find a strong black man advocate who can be in her corner at some point on the campaign, at some point in any space in her campaign. That I would say that was my key advice.
Okay. Now let's go to Merman, who is head of a major committee over banking. I'm sorry, not Merman. What's its name? Oh, yeah. Its husband got tens of millions of dollars stolen from her as a banker bailout. Maxine Waters. Maxine Waters says, a black woman's got the gavel. Look out. It's going to be heard around the world. Well, lady, you don't look like a black woman to me. I mean, you look like the creature from the Black Lagoon, but it had green skin. But again, I'm not saying you're the creature because the Black Lagoon's black. It's a green creature, but you do look like its cousin. I mean, you do look like the creature from the Black Lagoon. I'm sorry. Can we pull up the creature from the Black Lagoon and play it next to her? I mean, I'm not being mean here. It's just she's so crazy looking. Who's the famous black singer? Coming to America, yeah, coast to coast. James Brown. She looks like a cross between the creature from the Black Lagoon and James Brown. It's a fact. That's what she looks like. I look like a sea captain. I mean, that's just, when somebody looks like something, it's, there you go. There you go. So, let's be fair. She looks more like James Brown. But James Brown's a little more lovable. He was a super anti-white racist, but, you know, who else takes 5 hits of LSD and drives 150 miles an hour in an F-150 pickup? I mean, you kind of got to love that a little bit, don't you? All right, I'm digressing, and I really apologize for getting silly here. If you did put that wig on the creature from the Black Lagoon's head, it would be a spitting image. But here she is. She says, she doesn't say the jig is up. She says the gig is up. I don't know who's more senile, her or Nancy Pelosi. You know, Nancy Pelosi kind of looks like the creature from the Black Lagoon meets It the Clown, right? Sorry, I'm digressing. It's not what they look like, it's how they act. So here she is saying, look out, a black woman's got the gavel.
The gig is up. Today is it. I want this day to go down in honor of Reverend Jesse Jackson in ways that is described as this is a new day. This is a new day, and we're not simply begging. We're not simply pleading. A black woman has the gavel now.
Yeah, I feel good. Woo! I got something. Something tells me what to do. Something tells me what it's all about.
Experience too much, struggle too hard not to use it. They will hear the sound of my gavel all over the world.
So there you go. We the bosses. I wish we had a black lady that was pro-gun, pro-free market. I know lots of black ladies like that. You are a monster. Not because you're black, because you're a monster. Hitler wasn't bad because he was white. He was bad because he was Hitler. Now here's another power-crazed minion saying, hey, I got the gavel and you don't. I got the microphone. I'm in charge. What you going to do about that? Talking about AOC, baby.
Like, you know, it's your worst fear. It's especially when you feel like imposter syndrome. It was your worst fear, feeling like someone was going to find you out as like a fraud. And I read it and I was like, you know what? I don't care anymore. Because, again, I'm at least trying.
And I take.
And they're not.
Methamphetamine every day.
So the power is in the person who's trying, regardless of the success. If you're trying, you've got all the power. You're driving the agenda. You're doing all this stuff. Like, I just introduced Green New Deal 2 weeks ago, and it's creating all of this conversation. Why? Because no one else has even tried. So people are like, oh, it's unrealistic. Oh, it's vague. Oh, it doesn't address this little minute thing. And I'm like, you try. You do it. Because you're not. So until you do it, I'm the boss.
How about that?
I'm the boss. We the bosses. Think about that. We're going to get rid of airplanes. If you don't want to work, you don't have to work. She tried to say she didn't say that or didn't write that. And the world's going to end in 12 months, and we can't have kids anymore, and you can't have hamburgers. And Cory Booker's like, listen, you're not going to be eating meat anymore. I'm telling you, just get ready. You talk about control freaks. But that is what socialists do. They take your food. So here's actual footage inside the Democratic Party as Maxine Waters and others like AOC announced their takeover. Here's actual coup discussion footage. Here it is.
Carlos, what are you up to? It's called a coup d'etat, which is a French for coup d'etat. But Carlos, you've been my most trusted number two for years. But guess what? I am sick of doing number two. It is our time for number one, yeah? We the bosses.
We the bosses.
Okay, I wish you were a boss that believed in lower taxes for the average person, less regulation. Oh, but China has lower taxes than us and no regulation. And you wonder why they're so successful. We've been set up, we've been sold out, and this woman's offering people free health care, free school, free reparations, and quote, if you're unable to work or don't want to work, you get a free paycheck. Wow, that sounds like a disaster, doesn't it? Oh my gosh. Don't worry, though. She says eat fewer hamburgers, and she's backed by people like Bloomberg. And yeah, a lot of us probably should eat fewer hamburgers. I had one for breakfast. I can't help it. But you know what? I don't need you, Mrs. Methmouth, to tell me. You can eat a few more hamburgers, lady. You used to look good. You look like a damn crack whore now. Get yourself together. All right, we'll be right back with hour number two. Big guests lined up. Haven't told you about those yet. Some in studio. Big surprises coming up the next 2 days. And don't forget, a bunch of big super combo deals at InfoWarsStore.com. Get some T-shirts. Get some water filters. Support the InfoWar. We are fighting the globalists toe-to-toe. Without you, they're going to win. With your help, we all win together.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.